Welcome to Brain Junk. I can't. My brain has collapsed.
I don't know. Same. It's okay.
Welcome to Brain Junk. Welcome to Brain Junk. Welcome to Brain Junk.
Welcome to Brain Junk.
There
Trace Kerr is here with me today, and I'm Amy Barton.
Welcome to Brain Junk. I couldn't figure out my emphasis was all wrong.
Oh, I know. I always second guess myself. I have no idea what you say immediately after I say that part. I'm like, welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
Oh.
Amy Barton? Who am I? What did I just say?
Identity crisis. All right. Focus. Okay. Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton. And this is everything you never knew you wanted to know about whether octopus are handed, like right or left-handed.
I didn't know that was something that I wanted to know, but now it's something that I definitely need to know.
Mm-hmm. There have been a few like that lately. I'm like, oh, I never thought about the mechanism of that. They are. They, like, vast amounts of testing show they choose one. And so let's talk about why. So the research, I didn't write down who my researchers were. Hang on, we've got to right click and open a link. These researchers deserve to be known.
That was very smooth. We're going to be talking about a thing. I'm going to tell you what the thing is.
Yeah, they keep just referring to them as the researchers.
Oh, I hate
All
that.
Right, let's click through and find out who. Ah, okay. University of Minnesota Department of Ecology and Evolution and Behavior is where these scientists are researching.
Minnesota and octopuses. Okay, sure.
Yeah, so Flavie Bedell, Natalie C. Bennett, and Trevor J. Wardell did this research at the University of Minnesota. Yep, hanging out with octopi who might really be unhappy to be there. We don't know, that's not part of this research, but they were using California two-spot octopuses, so octopus bimaculoides. So they tested the invertebrates' response to crabs and shrimp dropped into their tank. And so the way they did this, they put a little hidey den in that would the octopus would look out with one eye. And octopi, nope, they're not. That's going to be a hard one to break.
Octopuses.
Here it is right here in my article. Two spotted octopuses.
Why is the plural of octopus not octopi? Oh, octopus is derived from Greek. So it has to be octopodes if you're going to get fancy.
Sorry, get that out.
I grew up doing octopi, and then I remember shuffling the books at the library, you know, organizing.
Yes.
And it was octopuses. I was offended.
Yeah, like this screwball author got it wrong.
It's only National Geographic. What the hell do they know?
Yes. So the research, hundreds of video clips revealed that they consistently used the second arm from the middle on the side where the eye was watching. So sometimes they would use the buddy arms 1 and 3 to help out, but 2 was always, they numbered that 2. 2 was always the worker, and it was always the same number 2. So one of the aspects of this, they think, is that their eyes see a 180-degree range, and there's almost no overlap. But the way they did this test is kind of interesting, too, and some of the things I learned. They would drop a shrimp or a crab in the tank, and depending on which one it was, if it was a crab, apparently crabs are a little bit more, they're not that fast, they're not shooting around the tank. And so the octopus would just leap out like a cat and jump on it. Like there was no need for stealth because it knew it could catch it. So leap out, grab it with its number 2 arm every time. But with the shrimp, they have that explosive movement. Like if you spook them, they're out of there. So the octopus would like be super chill and move very slow and start mimicking the motion of the shrimp's antenna so that their sensory hairs would be habituated to the octopus movement so they could sort of sidle up there and get the shrimp. So that is just a bonus side fact about the way they hunt.
Dang.
Yeah, they're so, everything you hear about their cleverness is just amazing.
Can I ask a question? So when you say number 2 arm, because I'm thinking of like looking at an octopus top down, you got the 2 in the front.
So if you hide your thumbs and you put your hands up and they're your octopus, it's your middle finger.
Okay.
And then pointer and ring would occasionally help out, whichever side it was.
Okay.
In case like they underestimated the shrimp's friskiness, they could sweep in there and corral it. But it's always the same arms. So
is that handedness as, because I was thinking like right-handed, left-handed, like I'm always going mm-hmm. to use. So if I, it's not that they're always using the number two arm on the right side. They are always using the number two arm on the side that the eye is working.
Yes.
Okay. So that is a kind of handedness. Yeah.
That's my understanding. Studies can only, they have to specialize in the thing they started out with. So now I think probably the next studies would be like, do they choose the right over the left eye? Do they truly have a handedness in addition to choosing that second tentacle because of the practicality of the location? Or just it's the favorite arm because of its functional location. It's an engineering thing.
Yeah, because if I know that I can only use that right arm when my right eye is involved, if I prefer that right side, I'm going to try to approach with that right side more often. Ooh, what an interesting mm-hmm. thing to study.
Yes, but that is not what they mentioned studying next. They want to analyze neural activity, which is good. You can kind of know the why of what's happening once you connect that habit behavior. Why is it happening? And they feel like that will help in the development of soft robots. So if those like people-shaped robots were not creepy enough, we're going to make them squishy next. So, or like in the making of an underwater vehicle, you don't get that pod thing anymore. You get this thing that swoops and squishes along. That's delightfully weird.
Swoops and squishes. You mm-hmm. should write their ad copy. That's good.
Yes. That's my next job. Soft robot application is the way they phrased it, but I don't think that adequately captures what it could be.
Wow. Oh, that's so interesting. Like something, I like that they know, okay, I got to be careful with the shrimp, but this crab is just.
Yeah, they're so smart. It's amazing. They observe and are very calculated. And so that's cool.
And how do you do that with like no centralized brain? Now that I've said that, I need to double check.
Decentralized.
500 million neurons, similar in number to that of a dog, but unlike dogs and other vertebrates, where the majority of neurons are in the brain, over two-thirds of octopuses' neurons are located within their arms and body.
Wow.
An octopus is basically a swimming brain.
Yeah, that's amazing and wonderful. I'm going to go watch that octopus documentary on Netflix.
I've never watched the octopus documentary because I was worried it would make me cry.
It will. It's going to. Chris, and I haven't seen it, but Chris told me about it because his mom has mentioned it repeatedly over the past few years. And we're like, that sounds nice. And Chris really enjoys a good documentary and he just hadn't caught this one. And so she happened to be over and she's like, let's watch this. And he did. And he was like, it was amazing.
Yay. Octopuses.
Yeah. Oh, do you want to know the article title? I hadn't read the professional article title. Octopus bimaculoides arm recruitment and use during visually evoked prey capture. Ooh. I really love the scientific description of the subject of study.
I do too.
They're so carefully thought out, these article titles. Mirrored limb specialization with arm too dominant for visually evoked prey capture. That's what I just said, you guys.
What I just took 13 minutes to say, they said in a sentence.
Yes.
I like your way better.
Yes. It was a little more engaging.
Exactly.
Much less concise, but.
You know, but more fun. It was a journey. I'm glad we took it.
You get what you pay for, everybody.
Our podcast's free.
This one is.
It is. Well, if you'd like to hear more episodes, ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. And wherever you listen, please like and subscribe. Your liking and subscribing brings us up higher so more people find us. And that's what we want. We want to start a cult. No, actually, we don't. Check out our Instagram for fun science and history facts. Our Facebook page is a great place to go if you have comments or questions. Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.